I just see my ex-partner and just how he was and all the abuse, mental and physical. Just how much it scares me. Even like 3 years down the line, and it's still... not really. I just worry all the time, wherever I go. What's going to happen? Is he going to be around? What is he going to do if I bump into him? I try not to go out so much in the daytime. If I've got to go out, go early in the morning, well then I feel that I'm more safer. People say to me I shouldn't move out of the area, but you know, I don't really feel I'm told to start all over again in a different area. And I know quite a few people there that whether they would stand by me if anything happened, I don't know. Because people, if anything happens, they just turn away, don't they? So, yeah, I just see scared. Literally frightened to death, really. And worried. And I'm sorry for that.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Well, I just wish things could be different, and I am trying to be strong to make it different, but it's not always that easy. Whether it ever will be, I don't know. But when I see him, it's like when I see him, it just makes me shake. And if I see him passing in a car or whatever, you know, I think, well, is he going to come back? Is he going to follow me? Is he going to do that? And there's like 10 times. And then I try to go in the shop and wait in the shop or jump on the bus and go places I don't want to go, and just to get out of the way. So I don't know, it's just all scared. Scares me to death.
Thank you. Can I ask a question?
I was intrigued with what you put in the mouth.
Yeah, because...
You could talk to us about?
No, because he was always verbal. When he used to come home from work, I used to think, oh, what mood is he in? And what's going to happen tonight? You know, is he going to be happy with his tea? And is he going to start afterwards? And all things like that. So he was always mouthing at me, you know, why have you done this? Why didn't you do the other? And I told you I didn't want bolognese. The other day, I don't like it anymore. Why don't you do lasagna or something? So constantly on all the time. And then when he used to really scream and go rigid and just go red in the face and really, really start throwing things and that at me. And even if it weren't verbally, it was physically. It was all my ornaments. It was anything he could get hold of. So he was always at me with his mouth, and that's why the things were in his mouth. Mm-hmm. And in his hands there, just because him, all the throwing and everything, and I just feel like it was daggers at me and knives and, you know, anything he could get hold of. And that's what it was like. But why I put up with it 22 years, I don't know. But so I did try to get away several times, but it weren't possible. To be honest, I didn't know that there was the help out there, that there was, until like the last 6 months that before I actually left. And that's when I found out that there was the help that I needed by Women's Aid. Because without them, I don't know what I would have done. They helped me so much.